Introduction. In a world fraught with turmoil, trauma, and unending storms, finding peace and calm can seem like an insurmountable challenge. However, as Christians, we are blessed with the assurance that God is ever present, offering us His peace, strength, and guidance. The Bible teaches us that in the midst of chaos, we can find tranquility and solace by resting in the presence of God. This spiritual truth is beautifully encapsulated in the words of the song, "Be Still My Soul," reminding us to be still, rest in His love, and trust in His goodness. Finding peace in the storms of life. The reality of a fallen world. We live in a fallen world where evil and suffering are pervasive. From natural disasters to personal traumas, the storms of life can often leave us feeling overwhelmed and despondent. The Bible acknowledges these hardships, reminding us that, in this world, you will have trouble, John chapter 16 verse 33. Yet, it also provides us with the hope and assurance that we are not alone in our struggles. The call to be still. Psalm chapter 46 verse 10 commands us, "Be still, and know that I am God." This powerful verse invites us to pause amidst our trials and recognize the sovereignty and goodness of God. Being still is not merely about physical rest but about spiritual surrender, trusting that God is in control and His plans for us are good. In moments of stillness, we can hear His voice, feel His presence, and experience His peace. Resting in God's loving arms. The lyrics of "Be Still My Soul" echo the biblical call to rest in God's love. The song reminds us that God is watching over us, ever faithful and ever true. By resting quietly in His loving arms, we find comfort and assurance that He is with us through every storm. As Psalm chapter 91 verse 4 assures us, "He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." Strength and peace of mind and soul. Living in the moment with God provides us with unparalleled strength and peace of mind and soul. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 promises, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in You." This peace is not dependent on our circumstances but on our relationship with God. When we focus on Him, our fears and anxieties diminish, replaced by a profound sense of calm and security. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The ever-faithful God. God's faithfulness is a recurring theme throughout the Bible. In Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22-23, we read, "Because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness." This truth reassures us that no matter what we face, God's love and faithfulness remain steadfast. By clinging to this promise, we can navigate life's storms with confidence and hope. Conclusion. In conclusion, the song, "Be Still My Soul," and the biblical truths it reflects offer us a powerful reminder of the peace and strength we have in Christ. In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, we can find rest and solace in God's loving arms. By being still and trusting in His goodness, we experience the tranquility and assurance that only He can provide. Let us, therefore, embrace the call to be still, rest in His peace, and live in the moment with God, knowing that He is ever faithful and ever true. Reflection. Take a moment to reflect on the lyrics of "Be Still My Soul" and the promises of Scripture. How can you incorporate moments of stillness into your daily life? In what areas do you need to surrender control and trust in God's sovereignty? Remember, in the stillness, you will find His peace and strength. A prayer for peace in the storm. Heavenly Father, in the midst of the storms that rage around me, I come before You, seeking Your peace and presence. I acknowledge that life in this fallen world is filled with trials and challenges, but I trust in Your promise that You are always with me. Lord, I pray that You would still the stormy seas of my life. When my heart is overwhelmed and my mind is troubled, help me to be still and know that You are God. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit, who brings comfort, guidance, and peace. Thank You for Your ever-present love and faithfulness. I rest in the assurance that You are watching over me, protecting me, and working all things for my good. Remind me of Your promises, and help me to trust in Your perfect plan for my life. Grant me the strength to face each day with courage and hope, knowing that Your grace is sufficient for me. As I draw near to You in prayer and stillness, may Your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Father, I surrender my fears, anxieties, and burdens to You. Fill me with Your peace and calm, and help me to live each moment in the fullness of Your love and grace. Thank You for being my refuge and strength, my ever-present help in times of trouble. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Reflection. May this prayer bring you comfort and remind you of the peace and strength that come from trusting in God. Remember, He is with you in every storm, and His love and faithfulness will never fail you. Be still, rest in His presence, and let His peace calm your heart and mind. Scripture references. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer. Heavenly Father, I bring my worries and anxieties before you. Thank you for your promise of peace that transcends all understanding. Guard my heart and mind as I rest in your presence tonight. Amen. Psalm chapter 4 verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Prayer. Lord, as I lie down to sleep, I trust in your protection and care. Fill my heart with your peace and help me to rest securely in your loving arms. Amen. Matthew chapter 11 verses 28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Prayer. Jesus, I come to you with my weariness and burdens. Thank you for inviting me to find rest in you. Teach me to trust in your gentle and humble heart, and grant me rest for my soul tonight. Amen.